I think now we're going to move into a meditation and a channel from Kryon. I invite you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as you relax, tune in a little further into what's happening in your body. Are there any areas that are sending you a message? Perhaps there may be a pain somewhere you are feeling in your body. And if that's the case, what is it that that area of your body wants to say to you in this moment? And if you are in a very pleasant space without any pain, I invite you to tune in to the energy of your heart. What is it that your heart wishes to say to you? And just allow a moment to hear that message. And feel the gratitude and thanks from that part of your body that you have acknowledged the communication between something that is a part of you and has been wanting to communicate with you. And in this gratitude and thanks, we'll move into a Kryon channel and just remember to continue having this dialogue again and again in the future.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I come to you every single week with messages. And the messages over time have changed. They're becoming more personal and less global. If you take a look at the transmissions, if you want to call it that, the messages from the books of 30 years ago, the first one was global. It told you about an upcoming shift. It told you that you would not have an Armageddon. The book called The End Times was about the end of an old time. Truly a metaphoric title, frightening to some until they read the book. These are global messages. But in these last few years, the messages are becoming more personal. And the reason for that, dear ones, is because the relationship that you are having with that which you call the creative source, spirit, God, is starting to be closer. And that is by design of your own society, culture, and humanism. You have elected, with free choice, to start changing the energy of this planet. Now, some of you have not heard that before, will say, I don't remember the election. Consciousness is like this. When a billion people or more at some level start to understand integrity, transparency, truth, compassion, kindness, and they look in their society and they realize that there's a lot of broken things. As you look around today, right now, in your societies, wherever you are on the planet, are there broken things? And you might say, well, of course, there are always broken things, but now you're doing something about it. Did you notice? That is what I speak of. It is becoming more personal. Quite often, we give you a theme for the month, for the four channels that will occur, the four messages that will occur. all of these messages will be free to everyone. This month, the message, personal, practical, and yet to some, very difficult. And that is, how does the old soul lightworker deal with ordinary things? And I have selected four ordinary things that are difficult for old souls and lightworkers. And so it is practical, and you'll recognize some of these things, and there are instructions I have given, some in the past, some far in the past, and that I will revive again so you can hear them even now and today. What I give you, I hope you recognize. Because as you start to awaken, I use that term not loosely. An awakening is coming out of a slumber. In fact, sleep is a type of a reality. So as you awaken out of that sleep state and you open your eyes, this is the metaphor for the old soul in a new energy starting to become aware of things around them that they were never aware of before, including a grander truth. We've said this many times. There is a grander truth. There always will be. The more you truly find out what is happening with your soul energy, about the system of your soul, about things that are not exactly as you were told, the more you find out, the greater the awakening. That is what we will call a grander truth. And we've given you many, many metaphors. But what this does is create a different scenario or a paradigm of living. Because you wake up and you realize things are more difficult. Because around you is an entire planet that may not share your awakening. Old souls with hundreds of past lives are starting to awaken first. It makes sense. In the school, you might say, of experience and expression. You go through hundreds of lives, you come in every single time with an Akashic remembrance and a knowledge of what you've done and where you've been at some level. That's what makes an old soul an old soul. So the first one of four, of dealing with what we will call ordinary things for extraordinary souls like you, the old souls, will be this: dealing with the consciousness around you. Now that includes everything. In the second, third, and fourth messages, we'll talk about dealing with family. We'll talk about dealing with workplace. We'll talk about dealing with culture. But this is general. How do you deal with the consciousness around you? Now, there are some specific instructions that we wish to give to you, but let's first define it better. Dear ones, suddenly does it hurt your heart to be with scenarios that you've always been with friends perhaps you've always been with, and suddenly you're realizing what gossip does? Suddenly you're hearing complaining. You were always so part of it, and it was so normal, because it's what human nature often does. There's no evil there. There's no dark energy there. It's simply a lower consciousness, dear ones. But suddenly, you react to it. And so you are no longer then wanting to contribute to the gossip or the complaining or any of the other things which seem to do nothing but pull everybody down into a dark hole. You wish you could bring up enlightening things and positive things. And if you've ever tried in a group which is invested in gossip, they simply look at you, don't say anything, and move on to the next gossip subject. It's tough. What do you do about that? I will tell you there are those who say, well, you remove yourself, of course. And there were days in an older energy when that's exactly what you did. Well, I'll never do that, so I won't be their friend anymore. And so you remove yourself. Dear ones, don't remove yourself. And this is the new information. Here is the premise of the old soul on earth. Are you listening? The reason you're here, are you listening? You exist right now for a remembrance in your Akash, your remembrance of your Akash, of the light from the other side of the veil. You are here to mirror the splendor of spirit. You are here to mirror that which you believe and understand about the beauty of the creative source of God. That's why you're here. You are here to be a walking example, a positiveness of kindness, of compassion, of being able to heal yourself amongst the friends who may never see it, or they might. So you're around those who are gossiping. You're around those who are complaining. Number one, don't chime in with what they want you to say. You may say nothing, but you would hold a positive attitude. Even if you don't say much, they'll understand over time you're not saying much. They may actually turn to you at one time, say, you've changed a little. You're not saying much. And at that point in time, you understand that you're still in love with your friends and they're in love with you. They're friends. And you're not going to say anything to them or at them that would change that. You're not going to oppose them or tell them they're wrong. Instead, if you're asked, you might say, I am more comfortable today than I ever have been. I'm seeing some positive things on the planet. And you might then have a list ready. This has happened to me. I've seen this and that. And I know it's a tough thing, but that's why I'm not saying much. And then at the same time, you say, but I love being with you. Thank you. Do you see the wisdom in this? Suddenly, you are mirroring the grandness of what you believe. There was a time, dear ones, when if you were too spiritual, you removed yourself. Let me give you an example I've given many, many times. The shaman in the village, in the indigenous, in past times, almost always lived alone. The shaman in the indigenous, in past times, in past energies, almost always lived outside of the village alone, without a partner. Alone, outside the village. Have you ever put this together? Because they were so apart from the consciousness of the village that they had to remove themselves. They also felt that by removing themselves, it made them somewhat more accessible for those who needed help, because they would go see the shaman. And the shaman, of course, was an elevated entity. They could heal, they could advise, they could do all of these things. Sometimes they even worked for the chief of the village as shamans, but they were isolated and often alone. One of the attributes of a light worker in the past, even as little as a decade ago, was to sequester yourself and don't be part of society. This also was an invitation to become a little strange. And you know what I mean. There are those who still today say, I'm going to show off what I believe in past lives and meditation and all the things that I believe in that are spiritual. I'm just going to do them no matter what anybody says. And then suddenly you find yourself alone. Can I say it again? Being weird, being different, being too woo-woo helps no one on this planet. Did you hear that? Feel free to disagree, but then think about it. integration with kindness and compassion and wisdom is the goal of the old soul. Not being strange, not removing yourself, not being so odd no one wants to talk to you. How does that help anyone on the planet but yourself? It doesn't. So the answer about being in an old energy when you are in a new one is integrating with wisdom, without combating the old energy, but fitting in a grand way. And don't be afraid that the negativity will rub off on you, dear ones. And we've talked about this before, because that bubble of light you have keeps you protected. Only purity and benevolent things are yours at this time. That's lesson one. I'll see you soon. And so it is.